That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Dad will even the score.
When love is gone.
And good morning, and it's time once again for Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. This April 28th, 2012. Get your coffee out, get your Bible out, and join us, won't you? For Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers, we'll be back right after this.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
There'll be times hard to control, and you'll find you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel
is gonna roll around once more. When it does. It will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. 'Cause that old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
And you know it has rolled around again, 'cause here it is, Saturday morning, time for Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. And the Wranglers are here. This is Ranch Wrangler Richard coming to you live from the Radio Ranch. And, oh, we got the crew on the line. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
And good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
And Kyle's on a little trip this weekend, so not sure if he'll get to call in or not, but that's all right. We told him he could take the day off, and we'd cover this for him. And we welcome you to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. And we're going to start out. I'm going to ask Jason, if you would, Jason, to start us out with prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, we do come before you, and we just ask for your blessing upon this program. Ask that you guide us, direct us, the working of your Holy Spirit. We pray that you give us the thoughts and the words to speak today as we're on this program. And we lift up your people across this land, and we ask, Father, that you protect them, that you grant them a supernatural protection, Father, that they need. We ask that you continue to bless your people and just tend to each and every one of their needs. We thank you for all the many blessings that you do give us each and every day, and we thank you for that. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And from there, who knows where we go? It's just kind of up wherever the men and the Holy Spirit lead, and I don't know. Jason, you got anything to start with? How are things going down there by the church and the print shop?
Going good. Just busy as can be, trying to get stuff ready for Branson. Seems like it's just sneaking up on it. And, been real busy.
Amen. And that's coming up just around the corner. Here it is, the end of April, and we've got 1 month between us. Hope you've planning on coming to Branson June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. We do have lots of people that are signed up. Had a Had several phone calls this week of people wanting to make sure that we got their registration, and they're planning on coming, so we're sure looking for a good time there.
Yeah, sure. It should be a good time.
Should be. You know, I was reading this past week in Exodus. Exodus 12 is when the first Passover came in, the ordinance of the Passover. And, you know, the children of Israel were finally being led out of Egypt. And the Passover had to be instituted, or all the children of Israel would have been wiped out, or at least all the firstborns would have, along
yep.
with all the firstborns in Egypt. And that is where the Passover comes from. We participated and celebrated the Passover on April 2nd, but the Bible calls it so important that there's actually a makeup day. If you've been tuning in to us, you've heard of it. We just wanted to put that out because that makeup day is Monday. It's Monday, May 2nd.
No, Monday.
No,
the 30th.
It's Wednesday. I'm sorry. Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that important. Let's get it right.
Kyle's planning on having a service, I believe, right after the prayer service.
Yeah. So, we encourage you, if you're not familiar with it, we encourage you to, you can at least read, in your Bible, read Exodus. Exodus 12, if you start in, at least in, say, 42, 42 to 51, that'll give you at least an idea of the first Passover. And we hope that you do. If you're not familiar with it, we've had several people that right after the first Passover that we had back in April, they called in, and we knew some were traveling, and so I know there's going to be a remnant out there that have contacted us that will be joining us Wednesday night after the prayer meeting for the program. So just wanted to get that out because just as Branson is fast approaching, the makeup Passover day is. That's the door day. It's a day to enter into that covenant, and it's a very important time Bible time. So just wanted to
and
get
even
that
if
out.
You kept the first one, it sure don't hurt to get some repetition because I know I sure learn a little bit more each and every time I read the Word or listen to one of Dad's old sermons. So,
amen. We had a caller call in, a member of the congregation, that said that they joined us at on the internet at the April 2nd Passover, but they had some friends that they'd been explaining it to, and just wanted to know if it would be appropriate to participate on May 2nd as well. And I told them sure. That was sure something to do, especially if it's, you know, they have friends that are just coming in and coming into understanding with this too. So anyway, it is encouraging. It is encouraging to know that the remnant are out there and that they are listening to the Word, listening to the preaching and the teaching, and applying it.
Yeah. I think, I don't know, every now and then I think it's good to go back and read some of these stories in light of all this homosexual stuff they're trying to push on everybody. Seems like everywhere you look these days.
Oh, man.
Went back and read the Sodom and Gomorrah story, and I guess I'd forgotten how evil it was. And also the story of Noah. You know, when they said that their thoughts were evil continuously, I don't think we're too far away from that with some of the things that are happening day to day. Like, you think it can't get much worse, but boy, it sure does.
Yeah, I saw a headline this morning about 100 high school students walked out of a national journalism conference. They had a big conference, and it was supposed to be an anti-bullying speaker. You know, the bullying is real big now. That's the and it's that the people,
the next political correctness.
It is exactly that. You know, and it's because the people have no sense of duty, they have no sense of belonging, the children don't. It's the law of the jungle has taken over, and Christianity is no longer the law of the land in people's homes, in the schools. And so this is just one of the many things, this, you know, bullying, beating people up and whatever that have come in. You know, the second greatest commandment, to love your neighbor as yourself, if that were taught, then there would be no bullying. You know, it's really just as simple as that, at least in our schools
our
children.
Well, and it's not necessarily bullying that they're after. But
yeah, it's again,
right. They don't want men, and they don't want anybody to stand up for anything.
Right.
And they want to label somebody that, mm-hmm, if they stand up and they say anything that you don't like, that they have a new term that they can use, and they can cry out, bully, bully. Kind of like,
right,
they can cry out, racist, racist, or anti-Semitic.
It is, and it's just,
you know,
it's
politically incorrect term that they use to point the finger anytime there's something that they don't like.
Absolutely.
Right.
Well, they have this anti-bullying campaign that's going on, and so they have this National Journalism Conference, and this is a big one. It's at the National High School Journalism Conference, sponsored by the Journalism Education Association and National Scholastic Press, and it was out in California. Well, they get this homosexual filthy faggot Dan Savage, founder of a project called It Gets Better, and that's an anti-bullying, and what he's done, he's jumped in with the abomination, and you know, he's given speeches and talks to everybody from Obama to all big Hollywood stars and all this kind of stuff. And get this, Savage and his husband were guests at the White House for Obama's LGBT Pride Month reception and all that kind of crap. Well, anyway, so he's supposed to be giving a speech about anti-bullying. Basically, it was anti-Christian. He became very hostile to all of Christianity. I'm not going to repeat some of the things that he was saying, but he's talking to high schoolers, and he's talking like, hope everybody here's on birth control, and talking about telling these teenagers how good his partner looked in a Speedo. I mean, crap like that. And then
every
just,
dog has his day.
And it gets worse and worse. And so, you know, of course, the rebuttal that all these education places, right? We appreciate the level of thoughtfulness and deliberation regarding Dan Savage's keynote address, and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, in fact, some might have actually felt a little hurt by Savage's comments. And it just, you're right, John. If we, at least in places, are not becoming a Sodom and Gomorrah, where it is just, you know, in the times of Noah, where the thoughts of at least these filthy faggots are evil continuously.
Yep.
I was inspired that about 100 students got up and walked out. And, of course, he's heckling them and calling them names and things like that as they're doing that. But, nevertheless, they got up and walked out.
Praise the Lord.
Good for them.
Those are some of the remnant that'll, yep, hear the voice. But, yeah, there was this, our favorite foundation, Freedom From Religion. They had $1,000 scholarship donation to a 17-year-old young man who dressed up like Jesus for the school's fictional character day. Unbelievable. And this is in Tennessee. That used to be that's the Bible Belt.
Yeah.
So, it's all over.
Well, you know, you mentioned Sodom and Gomorrah, and, you know, God sent the angel to get Lot out. That was the last one. That's the one we read about.
But you read further into that story, and it doesn't end well either.
Well, it doesn't, but at least at the time, you know, God, you know, was getting Lot out of there. Well, how many others had God already pulled out of Sodom and Gomorrah? You know, There could have been an exodus out of Sodom, and I don't know. I don't recall reading anything in Jasher or any of the other, you know, books about that.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean there's not writings. I just don't recall them. But how many others had he already, you know, how many families had he already, for whatever reason, mainly to save them, had them come out? And it just, you know, I couldn't help but think of that. Was talking this past week about with a man about the mass exodus of people that have been coming out of California left and right, you know, it's not over. We know that that there are still some righteous and Christian believers that live in California, but how long, O Lord? How long? You know, before the last of them are out, and God just wipes, you know, wipes that filthy faggot place right off the map. And then, of course, the saying always is, you know, as goes California, so goes the nation. That they just basically are the, you know, the leading edge, that they step into all these, you know, basically into all this sin, and then the nation just follows.
Yeah. Well, and it's interesting. I mean, you think about Sodom and Gomorrah, but you can also think about the end of the ages that we've had, too. And at the end of an age, at the beginning of a new age, there's times are wicked as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that's why God closes out one chapter and starts a new one.
Amen.
And I think that's right where we're at.
That entire Exodus, you know, if you read all through it, as you know, God is working with Moses and Aaron to go to Pharaoh and to say, "Hey, let my people go," and he brings plague after plague after plague, from, you know, frogs and gnats and flies and the water turning to blood, and
we ain't seen nothing yet,
and we haven't, we really haven't. And it's going to come down. But you know, these signs are happening now. They really are. From the earthquakes.
The good news is,
go ahead.
The good news is I know we talk about it a lot, but the bottom line is the terrors are identifying themselves. They're sure going to be easy to find.
Yeah. Yeah, they definitely are. It's, They are joining themselves together.
The separation of the goats and the sheep, the grain from the chaff, I mean, it's becoming quite evident right now.
Yeah, it is. And there's still those all across the country that are lukewarm. People don't like it when you tell them that scripture, "Oh, that you were hot or cold, but because you were lukewarm, I spew you out." They're like, "What?" And I go, "Well, you're double-minded. That's lukewarm." So, I don't know if I'm making a lot of friends these days. That's good.
Well, the important thing is to have Jesus Christ be able to call you friend.
Yeah, amen.
You know, that's the thing.
The more I read in Ezekiel, the more I know it's our job to warn those to repent.
Yep.
And that, like I read last week, those that moan and groan are the ones that have the mark that the Lord will save. Those who are just passive, day to day, just waiting for the rapture.
Mm-hmm.
Got news for you. You don't have that mark.
Right. You know, in Jeremiah and Nehemiah, where the which is right there at Ezekiel in the Old Testament. But you know, when they were doing just that, crying out to God, that's what these things are, is they're describing what had come upon the land and the people because of his people's sin.
Yeah.
And you know, these prophets are crying out to God and crying out to the people, for the people, you know, one, reminding them of the glory that God put upon them, but reminding them of what they have to do. And that is to turn from sin.
2 Chronicles 7:14.
Yep. And to put the sin away from them and to turn back to His way, His word. And it doesn't matter how deep in bondage you are. He is able to deliver. And so if you want to know what's going on, that's all you have to do is go back and read. Read Isaiah. Read Jeremiah. Like you said, Ezekiel. Boy, if we are not neck deep right there, then none of this word is true. And we know that all the word is true.
Yeah, I got a laugh. I was reading this week about, of all places, Hutchinson, Kansas, right? Mm-hmm. Kansas, another Bible Belt kind of part of the country. They have a ordinance proposed that would force Kansas churches to host gay weddings.
Jeez.
And I read into it, and what it is if you rent to public events, then you can't discriminate against gay and lesbian weddings or whatever. You'd have to rent the facilities to them. So. Mm-hmm. I just say, let's see you try to pass something like that around us.
Well, they'll try.
Preferably not.
Yeah, they'll try.
Well, I hate to tell you, boys, but right now in the down there in Denver, another smaller devil city, the more I hear about some of the things going down in that city, it's a key point to their domination as far as the Antichrist, I believe. But anyways, that airport.
Well, and it's interesting because I don't know. I mean, it just seems like as of late, I'd say over the last month or two, I've seen a lot of people that there's been a shift going on where people are saying no. They're getting fed up with the politics, and they've had enough. And
yeah.
I think that there's just a lot of these lines being closed in the sand. It's like, you know, we've had all we can stand, and we can stand no more.
Yeah, I'm hoping that's
like the attitude of people. If
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Did you see that Sheriff Sullivan thing? Filthy, queer, pervert, homosexual, drug dealing, unbelievable things, that abominations that he did, and they give him 17 days, and the people are outraged.
Yeah, don't they have a jail or something?
Yeah,
named after him.
Yep, exactly. And he was in the jail named after him.
Yeah.
But not only that, he was bringing in these filthy, queer perverts to be security in the Cherry Creek School District, you know, which is one of the richest school districts down there.
It's what they
do. The only good news about him getting out is maybe somebody will take care of it God's way. I don't know. It's pretty disheartening when you hear that kind of stuff.
It is. It is. And you know, Jason, the comment you made that it seems like people are getting fed up, I sure hope so. You know, I do. Reading back, I mentioned Ezra and Nehemiah. You know, it was back when they rebuilt the temple and rebuilt the wall around, and the gates around the old Jerusalem. Ezra 10 says, "Now while Ezra was praying and making confession, weeping and prostrating himself before the house of God, a very large assembly, men, women, and children, gathered to him from Israel, for the people wept bitterly. And Shechaniah the son of Jehiel, one of the sons of Elam, answered and said to Ezra, 'We have been unfaithful to our God, and have married foreign women from the peoples of the land. Yet now there is hope for Israel, in spite of this.'" And you know, the that's what has to happen. The people have to realize, and I sure hope this is a step in that direction. You know, the people realizing and just getting fed up with the sin and the lawlessness and the filth that's in the land. The next chapter up, or the next book up, Nehemiah 9, kind of the same thing happens here. It says, "Now on the 24th day of this month, the sons of Israel assembled with fasting and sackcloth and with dirt upon them. And the descendants of Israel separated themselves from all foreigners, and stood and confessed their sins and their iniquities of their fathers. While they stood in their place, they read from the book of the law of the Lord their God for a fourth of the day, and for another fourth they confessed and worshipped the Lord their God. And, you know, that's for hours they stood and did that. And I have to think, I sure hope, that that's coming again.
But that's kind of along the lines of what I was thinking for the men's early morning prayer meeting. It may not be for quarter of the day, but if we can, kind of like the solemn assembly we had years ago,
right?
If we can fervently cry out to God, then I'm sure He'll hear us.
Well, throughout the Bible, when it. You know, the Bible says, you know, even in the New Testament, you know, whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But if you read through, you know, there are times that His people cry out to Him and He says, I turn a deaf ear. You know, even in the Old Testament, I'm sick of your festivals and your assemblies and those type things, He says. And, you know, it sure seems to me, and guys, correct me if I'm wrong, but it sure seems to me that just like in these two cases, in Ezra and Nehemiah, when the people cried out and confessed their sins and turned, like 2 Chronicles 7:14 that you mentioned, John, when the people do that, when they follow His instructions, when we do that, when we turn from the sin and repent and cry out to Him, He hears us. When all we do, when we stay in our sin and we cry out to Him, He may not hear us as much. Does that kind of make sense? That it's got to be by His instruction. There's got to be that turning, that just like we read here, that crying out, that confessing sin.
Well, and there's got to be the emotional aspect of things, and you've got to fear Him.
Mm-hmm.
There's you know, we've got the equation, we've got the formula right there in the Bible, and you know, that's part of it is, you know, but people can. You know, it has a lot to do with attitude. You can't turn to Him and you can't cry out and say, oh, Lord, save me, and have the attitude, well, I've tried everything else, you know, might as well just try
right.
this, and not believe it, and not have the emotion behind it, not have the fear behind it, not have, you know, the understanding that He could strike me down. I mean, and that's what the Day of the Lord events are designed to do, is they're designed to put the fear of God back into people.
Amen. Where it should be.
Yep.
I think Steve...
The whole duty of mankind is to fear God.
Yep.
And those are just extremely serious words, and people haven't taken them seriously. They think that they don't need to fear God.
Yeah.
And if you're not going to fear Him, then your fear is going to be someplace else. But you expect Him to answer your prayers.
Yep, I think you're right on. Right on.
I got a poem here that is written by a Nebraska cowboy. It's pretty good, and I wanted to share that. It's called The Sorting Gate. It says, on the ranch, it's where decisions are made, of life been lived and dues been paid, where every animal is judged to determine its fate. By the hand that swings the sorting gate. Now, boys, I'm no sky pilot. I punch cows to draw my pay. Yet I believe there's a reason the Lord's allowed our trails to cross today. I don't understand life's mysteries, but one thing I can state, when we go to the last roundup, there'll be a sorting gate. We are created by a perfect God who can tolerate no sin. Only those who ride for Jesus' brand, heaven's gate can enter in. Because God made Him who had no sin to be the sin for us, so that through Him we might become God's own righteousness. The price was paid upon the cross for our victory in the end. No greater love has any man than to lay down his life for a friend. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. The devil and his legions are spreading pain and strife, and they're saying, it's all a lie, boys, wait and see. We prepare our horse for battle, but victory is for the Lord. Open up his book, study his word, and it will be your sword. Not all who cry out, Lord, Lord, are living by his ways, and their hearts are just as black as the maverick's flicks and strays. The herds will all be gathered. They'll be there from every land with the purpose of determining ownership by brand. For some, the trail is long and winding. For some, it's short and straight. But it's who you know and not what you know when you reach that sorting gate. The sheep will enter through the gate. The goats still haven't learned. The chaff is sorted from the grain, and the chaff will all be burned. If you're wondering about my motives, I'm just talking as a friend. And I care which way the gate swings when we reach the trail's end. So, cowboys, open up your heart and let your savior in, because the cards are stacked against you, and without him you can't win. Someday we'll ride beside still waters where lush green meadows grow, and a gate will swing and a voice will ring, Father, these are the ones I know. And that was Amen. Written by a Nebraska cowboy. I thought that was just a pretty good poem.
Yeah, I think it's real good.
Amen.
Dad would have liked that one.
Yeah, he would have.
I'm sure he heard it.
Amen.
You know, and it seems like those are the times that we're living in. Right now, there's sorting time going off, and that's what I think a lot of what we're seeing is, you know, that separation. Wheat and tares, good and evil, sons of darkness versus sons of light.
Yep.
You know, and you'll know them by their fruit.
Yeah, that's the big thing. If people would realize that principle alone, by their fruit you shall know them. By their fruit you shall know them.
Yeah. As we're talking about these Antichrist, this Freedom from Religion Foundation, too, they're putting up those billboards all around the country. In fact, a couple are going up here in Denver and Colorado Springs, and it's got Uncle Sam saying, God fixation won't save us.
I saw that. You know, I was down there in Colorado last week, and I saw that.
Oh, you saw that? Oh, man.
Uh-huh. I did. God fixation won't fix this nation.
Yep. That's
well, it's amazing how God fixation made this nation.
Founded it, yeah.
You know?
I don't know. It's just they're on a roll right now when you got a Antichrist Muslim running the country, I guess. All those
it's a big push towards a one nation religion right now.
Yeah. Good time to invest in precious metals.
Lead.
Lead, yep. Oh, man.
Yeah, God have mercy. Lead and copper, right?
Yeah. Yep. Good mixture.
Amen, amen. Well, like we said at the beginning, if you're listening in, this is Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. And after we open up and say a prayer, you just never know where we're going to go. You just never know. It's not like those big boys that have their teams and staffs that put all this stuff together for them, and then they're just sitting there like your Limbaughs and Jonesies that are just reading the text. No, you don't get that here. Good or bad, you don't get that here.
Yeah, it's windy as can be down here right now.
I know. It was crazy last night.
It
was chilly, too.
I know it. I wish I would have had the heat turned on in my office, but I got out here this morning.
I'm afraid. But then again, it could be 80 degrees this afternoon. So
yeah,
that's the thing. It's been pretty strange. I think that there's been a lot of strange weather all over the place.
Yeah, there has. There's some tornadoes just touched down somewhere. Where was that? I think it was in... I don't know. I can't remember. I just heard about it the other day. But it wasn't too major. The sky's been kind of eerie lately. You notice that?
Yeah, and a lot of strange-looking clouds, too.
Yeah, I know. kind of looks like it's going to hail, but it's so hot that it can't really, and then a lot of it just blows over.
Well, and the temperature inversions have been so strange lately, too, that, you know, it's 80 degrees, then it's 40 degrees.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are just the exact opposite of how we were last year. You know, last year, March and April, we had snow and tons of rain. We were like 240% of our annual snowpack this time last year, or in
yeah.
February, March last year. And we're down to like 50% now. And I was telling Jason, I couldn't even go on the radio Thursday night. We had an electrical storm roll in here. I haven't seen lightning like that for 7 or 8 years here.
Wow.
And
that was pretty awesome.
It popped all around. You could see it hitting the mountains. Caused at least 3 fires that we heard of right here. One local, right up about 2 miles away, down just across the river, and then 2 up north of town. And it blew in, and it rained, and that lightning just... I didn't want to get out of the truck and open the gate. You talk about, like Jason said, fear in the Lord. That stuff's popping around. And anyway, yeah, it was just... And, of course, the power's on and off. The Internet's up and down. And it was. The weather has been very different, that's for sure.
Mm. Yep.
Pause for a sip of coffee. Ooh, that's some good coffee this morning.
Well, sure be nice if somebody call in with something to talk about.
Well, we can open the lines if you want. We can sure do that. We've still got about 20 minutes. We are live this April 28th, the last Coffee with the Wranglers in April. And we'll open the phone lines in, 307-745-5913, if you want to call in if you have a comment this Saturday morning, and we'll see if we can get you on the air. Do still encourage you, if you're not reading your Bible, a good place to start is Proverbs. There's 31 chapters in Proverbs. You can just read one a day, but that's a good place to start. It's a good place if you're, you know, if you've been backsliding and haven't been reading your Bible. It's a good place. It's a good introduction. A good place to get back. We sure learned from the pastor that, you know, if you want God to draw near to you, you have to draw near to Him. And that's just what Ezra and Nehemiah were doing. They were, you know, that's where they got their information. It was from God, but it was from His Word. We can be the same way today, but it's a choice. It's a choice that people have whether to, you know, to get up in the morning and to read that word, or to read it before you go to bed at night, or during the day, or not. You know, just make sure you read that paper. How many people get up in the morning either the first thing they do at work or when they get up in the morning is go get that newspaper and read it, or bring it up on the Internet and just pour over that newspaper, see how the stocks are doing, and see if they caught that guy in Seattle, and on and on and on. And they neglect the Word. Don't be found neglecting the Word of God.
What was the deal with that guy in Seattle?
Oh, or Portland or something. They got some... Oh, I just saw it because it flashed up on the news. It was some survivalist or something, I guess, committed a couple murders, killed his family, and now he's got what they're saying anyway, that he's got he's holed up somewhere. And the phone lines are ringing. We'll go to the phone lines. Good morning. You're on Coffee with the Wranglers.
Oh, good morning. Let me turn down the computer here. Andre here in Connecticut.
Good morning, Andre. How are you?
I'm exhausted.
Praise the Lord.
I worked a 59-hour week outside of this weather, and I am absolutely drained.
Andre, do you have today off where you can rest up?
Yes.
Well, good. Praise the Lord.
Matter of fact, I was dozing off. I wanted to catch the beginning of the show. I woke up, fortunately. I don't know what you guys talked about, but, you know, I had a few things I wanted to mention, and I never got to call when Vibrant Vibrations was on and say something about this high-def TV, all this stuff, this high-def thing that they're going crazy about. Everybody's got to have it. You know, it's, I find it very harsh and painful to look at myself. And I just looked at it a couple of times that somebody had this thing on. And I just, this is hideous. Like, the color is, everything seems unreal in a certain sense. And it's very intense. And, you know, it's not soft and, it's totally digital. And, you know, people have become so insensate in their consciousness and their perceptions that they need stronger and stronger doses of impressions in order to get some kind of a thrill out of life, you know? And they're walking around like zombies otherwise. And the amazing thing about this digital technology, does anybody remember a thing called the Magic Eye? There were books published, pictures of things that were digitally created. And you had to look at them a certain way of unfocused, focused attention, so to speak. Hmm. And then out of this design, you would perceive inside in three dimensions, maybe several fish swimming together, or a dinosaur, an elephant, or whatever the image was that was digitally created inside of this pattern. And some people couldn't, in any way, no matter how much they looked at any of these things, see anything. Hmm. Some people could. But I found that the kind of attention that was required was almost a somnambulistic, unfocused, focused attention. And then these things would leap out at you. So the point I'm getting to is that the subliminal suggestions can be easily engineered into a digital picture that you're unaware of, but your subconscious mind will pick up and obey. I remember the gentleman who was talking about mind control in America. I wanted to get the copy of that CD, but I haven't ordered it yet. I've been so busy. So this is an advanced form of programming the populace. It's a great tool.
Well, okay. It is control, that's for sure.
They
you know, they called it TV programming from the very beginning.
That's right. And they've been saying that for years.
You know, they Kyle and I were talking about that just last week. That they put it right there. They always tell us. They put it out right there. They tell us, and we just don't believe it. Well, Andre, we appreciate you calling in this morning, and hope you get some rest.
Piece of news?
Sure.
Okay. An acquaintance of mine is up from New Zealand. He lives in Christchurch. We went to a gun show together. He and his friend locally, who owns a bookstore. And I asked him what was going on in Christchurch. And he said, it's never stopped. He said, you can expect three, four, or five jolts a day in various intensity. And he said that more than two-thirds of the city is just a mess. It's unbuildable. The cathedral is condemned. It's falling down. And
from the earthquakes, you mean?
Yes, but the earthquakes are continuing.
Wow, you don't hear anything about that?
Yeah, well, of course, you don't hear anything in the news, but I got it right from the horse's mouth because he lives there. Well, he lives out in the country adjacent to Christchurch, not in the city itself. And he comes up periodically and travels the world. He's a gun collector dealer.
Hmm.
So he goes to gun shows all over the world. And he's usually here in the springtime for the biggest show. And the East Coast is up in the Big E here in Springfield, Massachusetts. So, yeah, he said it's unbelievable. That just never stops. It's going on and on and on. You don't know whether it's going to be a 2-point. Or a 3.5 or a 4 or what. It's just, you know. So most people have gone to relatives in other cities and moved out into the countryside and pitched tents or whatever they could do to just keep away from the area. But apparently the bay is the cone of an extinct volcano.
Well,
which is apparently no longer extinct. It's doing something.
So, well, I would say
anyway,
that.
I thought everybody would like to know that. Nobody, I couldn't get any information anywhere about it, even if went on the internet about what's going on in Christchurch, and I got it from a man who lives there. So,
yeah, Andre, we've had.
Might want to know that.
Yep, we. Thanks for joining that. I can give you a second witness to that. That it certainly is true. We do have people on the ministry that are out in New Zealand, and they've said the exact same thing. There's nothing in their media about it. It's just anymore. It's like a way of life. The place has been destroyed, and they they're continuing on with aftershocks.
Well, they had all the Muslims and everything. They had a big prayer gathering. I remember that. Yep. I seem to hear they've heard something about and the Aboriginals.
Yeah, they had a and there was no Christianity was involved in it. It was all the.
I would say God doesn't like the name of that place, given the abominations that are going on.
Absolutely.
I've been noticing a certain irony in the whole thing. Yes,
absolutely.
That's a good point. But yes, I forgot to mention that. But I thought of that myself. Said, "Oh yeah, you want to name this place after me? Bingo! Here you go, baby."
Exactly.
Yep.
Well, gentlemen, I hope you have a good day. It's cold as the devil here. It was 30 degrees last night, and the wind has been blowing for 2 days.
Wow.
Sounds like you're in Laramie. Thanks a lot, Andre. Have a great weekend.
Wyoming,
yeah.
Country of the winds.
Amen.
Thank you,
brother. Have a great weekend.
Okay. All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. And we got another caller here. See if we kept that one. Thank you for holding, caller. Are you still there?
Yeah, I was just wanting to. I'm sorry to jump subjects. I was just wanting you guys to give your opinion about stevia because I was wanting to get away from too much sugar.
Jason,
can help you there? Maybe
stevia.
Yeah, I'm gonna hang up and listen.
Really good, actually.
All right,
I've known a lot of people that have used it to get away from the sugars and actually overcome diabetes.
Yeah.
Because it does. It actually stimulates your pancreas to start working and stimulates the body to produce the natural insulin that the body uses to regulate sugars. And I used it on a regular basis and had really good luck with it. And I know a lot of people that have that don't think there's any negative side effects that I know of. And I definitely a good. I know it's 100. Probably 1,000 times better than any of the NutraSweet or any of that artificial sweeteners that they have.
Don't talk it up too much; they'll ban it.
Yeah, they will do it. They'll try anyway. So there you go. Yeah, Stevie, I've heard good stuff. Good stuff. It's a natural. It's just natural, isn't it, Jason?
Yeah, it comes from a plant.
Well, on another note, apparently the Baptist Church has jumped on the bandwagon of supporting homosexuality. One of the leaders in the Baptist Church, I don't remember exactly who it was, but anyway, said that we must be very careful that we don't become homophobic. And I'm like, I don't know. It gets harder just to even read these articles anymore, it seems like, without going right to
impressionatory
prayer.
They tend to box a person into and thinking because if you don't like homosexuals, then they call you a homophobe,
right?
Which means that you're scared of them, and they they're trying to tell us that we're scared of them. No, we're not scared of them. We just don't like them, and I don't know. I mean, why that's so hard to understand?
It's an abomination. It's an abomination to God. Why shouldn't we not like them? See if we can go back to the phone lines. Good morning. You're on Coffee with the Wranglers. Oh, missed him. Sorry. If you want to give a call back, we'll try to get you back on there. I guess you could call me, would it be right, Jason, would this be the right terminology, a missing my target phobe? Because I don't want to miss my target. That's what I'm scared of, missing my target.
Yeah,
would that be right?
That'd
be right. Let's see if we can get back
that'd
to
be a good one.
See if we can get back to the phone lines. Good morning. You're on Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning. so I'm on. Okay. Is that, yes. You on, am I on, Richard?
You are, eh? How you doing this morning, Brent?
Did I spit out an A? You caught me.
No, I did. Just to introduce you.
It's wearing off, eh? Anyways, I was looking at one news report there this week, and like Jason was saying, people are starting to say no, but it's a combination of seeing that, but also how sick it's getting with this this control. I'll just read a little bit of it. A lot of these stuff always comes from the English papers, the truth that's not covered in the news on our end of the pond. But anyway, it says, under pressure from farming advocates in rural communities and following a report by the Daily Caller, the Obama administration withdrew a proposed rule Thursday that would have applied child labor laws to family farms.
Yeah, I saw that.
The regulation would drastically change the extent to which children could work on farms owned by family members. The U.S. Department of Labor cited public outcry as a reason for withdrawing the rule. And then later on they say, actually just one little part here, it says, this regulation will not be pursued for the duration of the Obama administration, the department said. Yeah, right. But anyway, just look at what, you know, they're trying to do, but fortunately some people stood up.
Amen. Yeah, they just can't stop.
No, and they feel like they're on a roll right now, you know?
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey. So there's stuff like this, though, that, you know, if the truth gets out, you know, people say no, you know. I mean, you talk about invasive, but, you know, that's what he's after. This is to get control in your home everywhere, absolute control. And this is, these are the ways to do it. Use labor laws, right?
Amen. Hey, Brent, thanks a lot. We'll try to get one more caller in. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Have a great weekend.
Yep. Yeah.
We'll see if we can get this one more caller. Good morning. You're on Coffee with the Wranglers.
Morning.
Good morning, Guy. How are you?
Doing pretty good.
Good.
I prayed all day and I pray all the time. And lately I had a situation where I had to pray to God that I don't have any malice in my heart because of I work here. I got two young hands. Both of them grew up out here in the country, and they're modern young boys. One kid is on probation for having sex with a young girl. The other guy is just a pretty crazy young feller. And anyway, I'll be patient, polite, and courteous to these people, and just being trying to be a good Christian man and all that. And it really rubs these here boys, this one guy, wrong. And anyway, I just put up with his nonsense, and he goes and he did some job the other day, and it fell apart on him. And when the guy drove away on this, I'm not a mechanic, I'm a welder, but this guy does that. Anyway, I just watching this whole thing unfold, and it's like, oh my God, dear Lord, please don't let me have malice, because this person persecutes me, this guy does, and likes to say the Lord's name in vain and all that. And anyway, I wanted to tell somebody, Jason, I think, last night I heard him on the radio. Anybody's familiar with that black gun, that AR-M16 and all that? I used to clean mine with boiling hot water, scalding hot water, drop the bolt in and, with a little pressure on it and wash out all those little hideouts in that thing. And I remember one time I was putting some rounds down the pipe and the barrel turned pink and was turning sideways, wiggling. And that gas tube that goes up on the front sight aperture popped off and automatically had a manually operated gun. It broke down on me real bad. And I've had the bolts blow out of them, too, from high energy. Anyway, I wanted to run this at you. I have been making Brandon irons, and the W is one hard Brandon iron to make. You guys use any W's?
No.
No. Nope.
No W's out here. Sorry. Or maybe that's good.
I'm just saying. I'm supposed to go brand this morning, but we're in a blizzard up here.
Oh, and, wow.
All you get is a steam burn on the cow, and we drag them in. I've been branding a lot here lately, but, when you got that gift for it, you put that iron on that calf, and you leave a good brand, and it's, you know what I mean? It makes you feel good about it because just the nature of the thing, and everybody likes the way I do it, and I really care about the animal that I'm putting that on, you know. And anyway, I was just listening to you fellows, and I haven't been able to talk to you, and I've been real busy welding on cats, welding on grain augers, welding on pipe, and building things. And it's just... when I get away from my job and I'm quiet and let the world go on around me, I can see where, you know, where I, all day I meditate to God, and I'm in my mind that way, under attack, of course. But as the time goes by, a whole year has passed, and I've been busy, productive, faithful, and my preacher and his boys are still on the radio, so things is looking good. And have you ever considered that a lot of the people you meet, I meet anyway, it's like they're little babies in a playpen, and they're getting everything handed to them, and the idea of reality being a cruel, harsh thing seems so far removed from them. And,
I can agree with that. I've seen that, yeah. And they think that's the way it's supposed to be.
I see it up here, and I'm not, you know, I'm happy that these old boys can do their banking and borrow money and buy big, brand new 550 Fords and bull horse trailers and all that sort of thing. And it's just amazing to watch. It's like, where do you think this is coming from, fellas? And there's a, yeah.
Guy, I think it ties right back with, I think Jason mentioned it earlier, as it, or John 1, as it was in the days of Noah. They were eating and drinking, giving and taking in marriage, just going about their daily business, and none of them thought that it was all going to end. But yep, it's all going to end. Well, guys,
like wealth and lies is acceptable, but honor and honesty is offensive.
It is.
Yep.
It is.
All right, fellas, have a good day.
Thanks, Guy.
Thanks, Guy.
Well, guys, we'll have to go out with Guy because we are out of time. Can you believe that hour's over?
Whew. Wow.
Well, we invite you to church tomorrow. We always try to do that on Saturday. Come to church. Real men don't go to church, but you can if you're a real man out there. And you still got what God gave you. You can come to church at the LaPorte Church of Christ, and you don't have to check them at the door. Actually, the church will come to you. If you've got the internet, you can join us at scripturesforamerica.org, right there on the home page at 10 o'clock Mountain tomorrow morning, 11 o'clock Central. On Sunday morning, click right there. You can join us for a scriptural insight and study. Join us for some good singing, communion, and a message by Pastor Peters. So we do invite you there. Men, thanks for being with us. We'll go out with a song that the pastor sure liked. And we'll see you tomorrow, guys.
Rolling, 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 this country stolen, keep on rolling over, snake high. Fast and free together, make them health and forever, knowing the king is by our side. Those old snakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out, head them off, move them out, head them off, snake high.
They're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating, our king will be waiting, be waiting at the end of our ride. They're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake hide. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hide. My heart's calculating, parking will be waiting, be waiting at the end of our ride.